Hana Bank buys $670 million Dunamu stake as Korean banks embrace crypto. Hana Bank, one of South Korea's largest commercial lenders, has acquired a $1 trillion, $670 million stake in Dunamu, the operator of crypto exchange Upbit. Bloomberg reported the deal on May 15, 2026, framing it as the latest sign that Korean banks are ready to hold direct equity in domestic digital asset firms. The transaction lands at a moment when crypto prices are pushing higher into the weekend. As of May 15, 2026, BTC is trading near $81,521, up 2.4% on the day. ETHL at $2,291, plus 1.1%, and XRP at $150, plus 4.4%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 51, a neutral reading after weeks of macro chop. A Tier 1 Korean bank goes direct. Hana Financial Group is one of Korea's big four commercial banking groups, alongside KB, Shinhan, and Woori. The Hana Bank subsidiary holds household deposits, runs branch networks across the country, and handles corporate banking for a large slice of Korean industry. A 1 trillion won equity check from that balance sheet into a crypto exchange operator is not the same as a fintech sandbox experiment or a venture arm picking up a small token position. Dunamu is the parent company of Upbit, the dominant one-pair exchange in Korea. Upbit has long handled the bulk of domestic spot trading, and Dunamu itself has been profitable for several years on exchange fees alone. Bloomberg's report does not specify whether the stake is a primary issuance or a secondary purchase from existing shareholders, and the article does not name the implied valuation behind the 1 trillion won figure. Those details will matter when the deal documents are filed. Hana's motivation behind the stake. The deal arrives after years of careful regulatory choreography in Seoul. Korean banks already provided the named real name accounts required for licensed crypto exchanges, but they were partners, not owners. Taking equity is a different posture. It says Hana wants the upside, not just the deposit float. Two pressures push in this direction. First, traditional Korean lenders are running into ceiling growth in deposits and retail loans, and exchange operators like Dunamu show stronger fee margin profiles than most regulated banking lines. Second, the Korean Financial Services Commission has spent the past 18 months loosening some of its tightest crypto rules, including paths to corporate accounts and discussions around domestic spot ETFs. A bank that owns part of Dunamu is well positioned for any of those products to launch. Implications for Korean crypto users. For Upbit users, the headline change is institutional credibility rather than product. Daily trading on Upbit already works on Korean One Rails via partner banks. A Hana stake reinforces the operator's standing inside the regulated system, and it makes counterparty disputes less likely to escalate into the kind of banking blockade that has paralyzed exchanges in other markets. The deal is also a signal to Korean retail. Many domestic users still keep on-exchange balances because off-ramping into a Korean bank account is the practical default. Cards funded by exchange balances and on-chain wallets remain a thin market in Korea compared to Europe, but a bank-backed exchange operator could accelerate that, particularly if Hana eventually offers debit products tied to Dunamu rails. For users who already use crypto-friendly products in South Korea, this is the kind of structural integration that tends to precede consumer offerings. Korea joins the bank crypto convergence, the Hana move slots, into a wider pattern. JP Morgan filed a tokenized money market fund on Ethereum and Solana this week. Elliptic raised $120 million from NASDAQ and Deutsche Bank at a $670 million valuation. DTCC integrated Chainlink standards into its $114 trillion collateral app chain. Each of those stories is a different shape of the same trend. Regulated finance is buying into crypto infrastructure rather than competing with it. Korea has lagged the US and Europe on bank-to-crypto direct exposure because of strict capital and consumer protection rules. That gap is now closing in a single large transaction. Whether other Korean banks follow Hana into Dunamu's cap table or into rival exchanges, BitHum and Coinone, will say more about the trajectory than the headline number itself.